There has been an uprising in the Senate as the Coalition, Greens and Independents have joined forces to push for the immediate rollout of the new in-home aged care package, which was set to be released in November. The calls have come after a Senate inquiry found that over 121,000 people were waiting to be assessed for in-home support, with the waitlist for approved recipients at over 87,000. James Bale asked Mike Woods, Professor of Health Economics at the University of Technology, Sydney, what were the promises and flaws of the current system in place?
The Labor government has put in place a new Aged Care Act that the whole Parliament has passed. So that's going to include a whole number of reforms, some of which are to home care and some of which are to residential care. And as part of bringing those reforms and the new act into place, the government also promised that there would be an additional 83,000 home care packages to help reduce the wait list and the time taken for people between when they're assessed and when they actually get assigned a package. So that was what the promise was. Since then, a whole lot of the regulations relating to the new act were not fully developed, and the government put off the start of the act until 1 November this year rather than 1 July, which obviously didn't happen then. But at the same time, which surprised a number of people, they put off introducing any of the additional 83,000 home care packages. So people are having to wait, those who are already been assessed and waiting to get a package, having to wait 4 months rather than start on 1 July. Now, what's happening in Parliament, of course, is that they're focused on this issue and said, well, there's still 2 months to go to 1 November. How about we release 20,000 or more of those packages now anyway?
Other than the handling of the rollout, is there any other flaws within this in-home aged care package system that has not been addressed yet?
One of the other pieces of information that's been revealed through this process of the Senate calling a short, sharp inquiry is that there's also been a very substantial increase in the number of people who are not only assessed and waiting for their package, but actually waiting to be assessed. Now, normally that might take a month or so, but we found out in evidence to the Senate inquiry last Friday that, in fact, there are over 120,000 people who have lodged a request for assessment and are waiting for that assessment to occur. So, not only do we have the 87,000 who are assessed and are waiting for a package, but we've got another 120,000 saying, well, we've put in our application to be assessed. These are people in their, particularly, in their 80s and the like, who've got various frailties or other requirements that might need care and support, saying, well, we've put our name down, but we haven't even been assessed yet. So once they get assessed, they then have to wait further to actually then get assigned a package. Then they have to wait another month or so to actually organise the provider. So,
have you spoken to anyone in the community with first-hand experience of the flaws that are currently going on?
When you're in the sort of age group I'm in, a lot of us are dealing with parents who are in wait lists. So, yes, some of my colleagues are experiencing that exactly at the moment. But rather than relying on anecdotal evidence, there's enough official data that demonstrates how long the wait lists are. For instance, the average wait list at the moment across all packages is between 9 and 12 months.
Say if these amendments do not pass in the Senate, what are some of the ways that politicians, the Greens, Independents can support Australia's aged care community in the future?
It's certainly important for Parliament and other stakeholders in aged care to keep across what is happening and to be vigilant in that and to hold whichever government is in power at the time to account for their actions and their delivery of quality aged care.
Professor Mike Woods, Professor of Health Economics at the University of Technology, Sydney, speaking there with James Bale.